seems that Wall Street doesn't care much about Omicron anymore, the new variant. The futures up over 300 points right now on the Dow Jones. NASDAQ up, gold, silver, crude, everything's up. Everything's in the green right now. Yeah. Except for Twitter, which is down 21% year to date. Bye-bye, Jack. Jack Dorsey leaving. 21% is the fail. So you've got that going on. A lot of that going on. I want to get to Joe Biden here. Says he ran for president for three big important reasons, but he can only remember two of them. Here it is.
Ran for president, I said I was running for three reasons. One, to restore the soul of the country, to have some, restore some decency to how we dealt with it. And two, to rebuild the backbone of the country. Hard-working middle-class folks and working-class folks who built the country. The folks in Wall Street aren't bad, but they didn't build America. The people who work on, come out of the school are the ones that built America.
Remarkable, isn't it? I've got three reasons I ran for president, and but I can remember two. And he keeps telling the same thing over and over and over, that flooding more money into the economy will not hurt us. It'll stop inflation. And by the way, everything is free. Listen to this.
It would actually reduce long-term inflationary pressures. It can't be because it would add to the deficit, because it reduces the deficit over the long term. It can't be because it's fiscally responsible, because it's fully paid for. Fully paid for. No one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay a single penny more in federal taxes.
Easy, Joey. Does that cough sound normal to you? At any rate, let's see. Today's inflation gauge, where everything's free, takes us to Montana, where the cost of feeding school kids is also out of control. Listen to this.
My one friend, she runs the Noxon lunchroom. She can't even get milk, so she's having to pay three times the price for her milk to get super processed milk. And for a small school, she feeds like 120 maybe. That's a huge hit. So not only is it hurting us trying to feed the kids, it's hurting our budget, and it's costing the taxpayers a lot more money also.
That's right. The cost in the cafeteria is hitting people hard, school kids. I mean, come on. People send their kids to school in part because that's the only place some kids eat. Let's be honest about that. School lunches are important. Early school food is important. And the cost of the cafeteria, it's hitting people really hard. And believe it or not, MSNBC is actually covering the story. Honestly, they're covering the story. Listen to this.
We're also getting a first look at another concerning consequence of these high prices and shortages. And it's affecting school children, especially in their lunchrooms. Across Montana, cafeterias are seeing shortages of staples like chicken, pork, milk, fruit juices, even ketchup. In some cases, even plates and utensils are hard to come by. That's according to the Montana Free Press. A school kitchen manager in Ennis, Montana, told the Free Press she can't get her hands on canned corn or whole grain muffins. Tammy Wham says, quote, "I've been here since 2001. This is like the hardest school year I've ever had. It's kind of a bummer."
It's kind of a bummer. Yeah, when everything costs more, it's kind of a bummer. When you rely on being able to feed your family on a budget that you've kind of gotten used to, and not even that you set it, but you kind of have an idea, right? Moms and dads kind of have an idea. What can we afford? And I'm going to rely on you, moms, because you're the ones out there most often at the grocery store. Now, I shop some, but I'm not nearly as good at it as Ivy. I'm not even close. She knows what things cost. She has an idea. She has it in her mind. That's too high. That's too low, right? And so when you get to the grocery store and you realize, gosh, milk's $4 a gallon. Eggs are $2 a dozen. When it was a lot less than that just a few months ago. Then you stop to fill the car on the way back home from the grocery store and you realize gas is $3.65 and it was $2.25. And you see the numbers rolling on the gas pump and you go, wait a second. And people see this. And then, of course, the little sticker of Joe Biden, I did this, popping up on gas pumps all over America. You know, it's hard for a lot of Americans. And then you've got people like Ron Klain. He is the far-left radical chief of staff for Joe Biden. And he continues to sell this same lie about how we're going to spend trillions of dollars, but it's going to cost you nothing. It's free to you, unless you make more than $400,000. Then, of course, you're the enemy. Listen to this.
Look, one of our red lines in this, though, Brian, is we are not going to let taxes go up on people making less than $400,000 a year. Instead, we're going to insist that finally the big corporations that pay no taxes at all, the wealthiest people who've gotten even wealthier during this pandemic, pay their fair share. And by doing that, we can protect the pocketbooks of working families in this country, deliver real price relief for the costs that pinch them.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? He keeps selling the idea, you're only going to pay more if you make more than $400,000 a year. Come on. Just say idiot across my forehead. No. Whatever. Anyhow, PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com is American-only farmers. Is it going to be cheaper there? No, it's not. But it's going to be supporting American farmers so that when we have supply chain pressures in the future, the supply chain from the field to your table will not be interrupted because the American farmer will still be standing there. Those American farm families will still be there to feed you and yours. PatriotFoods.com. American-only farmers. Straight to your doorstep. And if you spend $100 or more, the shipping to your doorstep is free of charge. So you've got that going for you. PatriotFoods.com. I'll be right back. I'm Steve Gruber, and I love flannel. For the love of flannel, be sure to grab a Grand Flannel by Muskox, a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation. I wear Grand Flannel all the time. A super durable, comfortable 100% cotton flannel, perfect for the Michigan outdoors. To find out more, go to GoMuskOx.com. GoMuskOx.com for the love of flannel. Go to GoMuskOx.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call